USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the United States is continuing to send defense support to Ukraine. Kirby adding that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is hoping to establish a long-term solution with other world powers to help fund Ukraine's war with Russia.
But I think he also wants to take a longer, larger view of the defense relationships that Ukraine will need to have going forward when the war is over.
He added the United States is asking countries who rely on Russian services to draw back as much as they can. The Dow ending the week on a horrible note, nosediving more than 900 points for its worst day since 2020. All three major averages lost more than 2.5% this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
While speaking in Seattle on Earth Day, President Biden said he's directing roughly $2.5 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure bill to improve American forests. He explains what's being done to reforest the country.
We're going to plant 1.2 billion trees, 1.2 billion trees across this country to begin the vital work of reforesting America. It makes sense and it also makes a big difference.
The president saying the infrastructure money will also go towards conserving old growth forests. Travelers who were once banned by Alaska Airlines for violating mask guidelines will get to fly again. The company saying more than 1,700 passengers were banned from purchasing tickets over the past 2 years after they refused to comply with the federal mask requirement. Executives saying, though, some travelers who were particularly egregious in their behavior will remain blacklisted. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Florida's governor has signed a bill stripping Disney World of its special status. With the stroke of a pen by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, Disney World is no longer a self-governing body and is stripped of its special tax status. Tim Tebow is a two-time national champion, Heisman Trophy winner, first-round NFL draft pick, and former professional baseball player. Tebow is also the author of 4 New York Times bestsellers, including Shaken, This Is the Day, and the children's book Bronco and Friends, A Party to Remember. Tebow also has a new book out titled Mission Possible. Go create a life that counts. I had a chance to catch up with the former NFL and Major League Baseball player and ask him what he's hoping people take away from his latest book.
You know, encourage people that that their mission is possible. And it's actually called Mission Possible because we don't want it to feel impossible for them. We don't want it to feel like a Tom Cruise stunt that's super hard. Is we wanted to encourage them that purpose, meaning, significance, and worth are all things that they're able to do, and possible means to be able.
The Tampa Bay Lightning will be at the White House on Monday to celebrate winning back-to-back Stanley Cup championships. The hockey franchise is about to begin its push for a third straight title as a spot in the postseason has already been booked. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.